epic audio boot time with all new audio up in your ass. Hello, my name's Harvey Norman here, and we're blatantly ripping off Epic Meal Time with this audio boot. And if you've got a problem with it, we got nukes and we know how to use them. Quebec! Boom! Alright, tonight we're talking about viral videos like Epic Meal Time, where you've got a bunch of Quebecers, also known as French Canadians, who are posting videos every Tuesday about eating massive amounts of food and looking quite disgusting doing it. But it's quite cool anyway. You got a mate there by the name of Harley, I think his name is, or something like that. And he's a ringleader, bearded mate, who's real tall and real loud, but not as loud as I am. And he directs his mates, including some fella by the name of Muscles Glasses, who's muscular and wears glasses. Actually, sunglasses. We don't know if he actually needs prescription sunglasses or regular glasses or anything like that. But he looks kind of cool doing it. Now, these mates have an obsession with bacon. And that's all right. I've not got any problem with bacon at all. But, you know, sometimes you'd like to mix it up. Like maybe some actual Canadian bacon. Or what the Americans call Canadian bacon. I think they call it back bacon up there. They've used a lot of different meats and such. And not much for vegetables. So vegetarians should steer clear of Epic Meal Time. Now, I'd like to see them do something along the lines of a shepherd's pie, super infused with meat. You know, something like that that would really be killer. Maybe even a beef stroganoff or something like that. Or possibly lobster thermidor with a bolognese sauce and spam. Something about spam. Bacon and spam. Bacon, sausage, ham, mushrooms, shallots, and spam. That'd be good stuff right there, spam. Get a little bit of that Python stuff going at spam. Epic Meal Time, the life of Harley. Indeed. Of course, you've got other cooking shows out there, legitimate ones like Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. According to Twitter, he was in Cuba this past week. And I'm surprised he was there because, you know, some American politicians aren't quite fond of Cuba because of Fidel Castro and his brother Raul. Of course, they still have this embargo thing they've had for like 50 years now, since the days of Kennedy, when the whole Cuban Missile Crisis thing took place. You know, the Soviets brought a few missiles in there, and we're going to go, ha, we got you, mates. We got you up the strap, mates. Right with a bunch of nukes right up your strap. You can't beat us. Well, John F. Kennedy did indeed beat them back. Look, the bastard Nikita Khrushchev right in the face and said, take your missiles out or we'll kick you in the balls, mate. And guess what he did? Yes, what else is new? I'd like to, this year, try something along the lines of Epic Meal Time. Get a few mates together and do a video parody of Epic Meal Time on our end. We might do that. It depends on getting the mates together and finding a place to actually do this at. But, of course, as we run out of time here, I'd like to say to all of you that, if you're going to eat food, don't be picky about it. Get in there and eat up like a man. Like a real bloody sweaty Australian man. You know, get your sleeves up and dig in there. Dig into that buffet. Go back for fourths and fifths and sixths. To hell with obesity. Oh well, that's it for now. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. Next time, we eat New Zealand.